are you ready to cultivate some inner peace and really chill out in your life? If so, you've stumbled upon the perfect place today. Hi, my name is Liz Crescia. I'm your happy host. Welcome to another episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness that you can find on the YouTube channel at trumpetoftruthtv.com and on my podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com. This is the place to discover what I call the foundational basics and essential understandings for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. I support this intention by putting power and truth into context based on the consciousness research by Dr. David R. Hawkins and his map of consciousness, which is a proven energy scale to actualize your ultimate potential. And I do want to share Dr. Hawkins' book. It's The Map of Consciousness Explained. And this is a book that came after he passed, which is much easier to digest and comprehend than his original book or most renowned book known as Power versus Force. So I did want to show that to you today. But today, every month, I like to take a look at 101 ways to either happiness, inner peace, or success, because Dr. Hawkins has put together, Dr. Hawkins' students put together the book of slides, which is a compilation of all his lectures from 2002 to 2011, created after he passed, and he passed in 2012. So it's great fodder for podcasts and videocasts and really helping you align with higher consciousness and understanding the map of consciousness to understand that there's a blueprint and an actual map to how to build a better life and how to be of higher consciousness and what you need to do or be in order to access these higher levels that make life happy and fun and loving and fulfilling and abundant. So today we're looking at 101 ways to inner peace number 7. Inner peace number 7 that Dr. Hawkins has put on his list of 101 ways is to be gracious and considerate. Both of these are higher levels of consciousness, and as off the top of my head, I'm pretty sure to be considerate calibrates at 295 on the map of consciousness. So if you're new to this, anything above 200 on the map of consciousness is of higher consciousness and aligns you with what you would hope for if you want to build a better life. You want to be a happy, loving relationships and success in life. You've got to align with higher consciousness. So to be considerate is, and gracious, is of higher consciousness. I'm not sure, I would think graciousness is the same energy as consideration. So I'm fairly certain consideration is around 295 on the map of consciousness. So I like to read right out of Dr. Hawkins' books as to what he has to say about this. And I always like to provide, you know, if I have insights or something more to add, I will. But today I think it's going to be an obvious yet quickie one on 101 ways to inner peace number 7. So you become gracious and considerate when you start to intend to be that, align with the higher consciousness of that, and remove the blocks to it. That's essentially what this podcast and videocast is all about, is helping you understand the map of consciousness and really removing the blocks to what you want in life and becoming that which you really are. And to be considerate and gracious is a quality of divinity and God, if you want to use the word God, divinity, higher consciousness. Graciousness and consideration is of that realm. So people say, what has graciousness and consideration have to do with God? Well, God is gracious and considerate at a particular level of consciousness. You know, at 295, God is considerate and graciousness. As you go up the map of consciousness, God is all everything below it as well. It's like, you may move up into the map of consciousness at love and unconditional love, which is 500 and 540 respectively. But graciousness and consideration is already a part of that, of who you are. As you move up the map, you kind of just move into all these levels that become who you are. So God, at this level of consciousness, is present, and divinity is present, because this is an aspect of higher consciousness and divinity. So Hawkins is kind of funny here. He says, when you get to heaven, God says, would you like to float on this cloud? Would you like to float over the sea? God comes disguised to us in many different ways. As God is in everyone, is an experiential reality at spiritually advanced levels. So to become enlightened, and enlightened states calibrate in the 600s and above on the map of consciousness, as you become aligned with these higher states, you become self-aware that God is within you. God is within everything that you're looking at, and you are one with all of them. So this is what enlightenment is. It's not just a lighter feeling or feeling free. Enlightenment is the awareness that God is guiding through as you, through you, and everyone else. There is only one supreme being within all of us that's experiencing itself through you and I and everything that is. So God comes disguised to us in many different ways. As God is in everyone, is an experiential reality at a spiritually advanced level. So I'm repeating that. It's good to hear this stuff again. And so when you hear from anyone, can I get you a coffee? Can I get you a cup of coffee? Would you like to sit down? You look like you've had a long trip. This is graciousness and consideration. What is talking to you is not a person. And this is what Hawkins and Jesus and the Buddha are aware of. And when you get into higher states of consciousness, you are aware that it is divinity speaking to you, not an individual. It's a quality of divinity coming through the individual who is aligned with it. That is really that's going on in reality. Dr. Hawkins is saying, what is talking to you is divinity. Because divinity is that quality of consciousness. It is not a personhood. It is no gender. It is no age. Gentility and consideration for others are aspects of unconditional love. Unconditional lovingness is concern for the welfare of others, putting them first, that they have the most comfortable seats. So this is what 101 Ways to Inner Peace number 7 looks like today. And if you are already unconditionally loving and considerate and gracious of others, you have accessed that divinity within you. You've removed the blocks to the divinity with you at this particular level of consciousness. I hope you found that helpful today. So a little affirmation you could use if you don't find yourself being considerate and gracious, but you do appreciate when others are that for you, is to an affirmation be, I'm willing to release the need to be ungracious and inconsiderate. Or I'm willing to remove the blocks to my intention to be unconditionally loving, considerate, and gracious to others. So that's a little action you can take. And the more you, like, willingness is a high level of consciousness. It's 310 on the map. So the energy of willingness is going to, like, you know, supercharge, amp up your intention to become of higher consciousness on whatever way you want to be. This is just one of many ways that you can be to align with higher consciousness and build a better life for yourself. So if you're enjoying what's going on here today, I highly recommend you subscribe to our YouTube channel at trumpetoftruthtv.com. or to the podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com, where it's my intention to provide content of higher consciousness that's going to shift you in one way or another. And I always set the intention to speak the truth at whatever level can be heard and to the best of my ability. I'm not Buddha or Jesus Christ, but I understand my intention to align with divine source and higher consciousness in all that I am and all that I share with you is going to bring that out in me without me having to think about it. So that's kind of how I operate to help you shift into higher levels of consciousness. So next week is my weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz, and this is going to be a really fun one. I'm excited to do it. And it has to do with diets. Like, what's the truth about all these different types of diets? Super interesting to understand the consciousness calibrations of many of these. We're not going to necessarily deal with particular brands like Weight Watchers or Atkins or something like that, but though some, you know, we're going to talk about vegan, vegetarian, paleo, keto, pescatarian, raw diets. The consciousness of all of those has been calibrated, and it's so fascinating to understand the truth of any of them and to let go of ones you think are good for you. That's next week's weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. Again, my name is Liz Garcia, your trumpeter of truth. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of higher consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.